Science has confirmed that hugs are good for you.
There we go.
Righto. So, Julian Packhuizen, neuroscientist from the Ruhr University, Bochum, in the Netherlands. Julian, lovely to make your acquaintance in the morning here in Melbourne. What is the scientific explanation for hugs?
Well, the scientific explanation is that hugs, as any touch actually, they release a hormone called oxytocin, and many people know it as the love hormone. Of course, this is simplified. It has many functions. But when we have increased oxytocin in our bodies, we actually have reduced stress, we have reduced pain. So this is why hugs also help us.
So, Julian, we often hear about oxytocin. Can you get a pill?
You can get a nasal spray, actually. So that is possible. And people have used this in scientific studies to see whether it boosts the performance of, for example, hugs or touch in general, but also other things, whether it increases or decreases trust. And unfortunately, the effects vary quite a lot depending on the context, whether you know someone very intimately or this is a stranger. So it can even increase distrust if you don't know someone. So it's not really super clear what it does, but yeah, you can get it as a pill, theoretically.
So, Julian, okay, a hug produces oxytocin. Why?
Well, the exact mechanisms are actually not that well known, so we need more research in that department. It's probably about feelings of intimacy, feelings of closeness, and these are linked to oxytocin because oxytocin, for example, is also a hormone that is plentifully released during birth by both the mother and the child. So it increases our bond to other people and connections to other people.
So, Julian, describe for us the best way to hug. So is it for 3 seconds or 6 seconds? Is it firm? Is it soft? What's the best way to do it?
The best way to do it, it's actually an interesting question. We know for sure that 1 second is too short. So this classical greeting hug, that's not good enough.
No.
So 1 second is not good. 5 seconds and 10 seconds, we didn't see in studies actually any difference anymore in terms of perceived pleasantness. Mm. So 5 to 10 seconds seems to be a good range. Probably anything beyond 30 seconds, at some point people will be like, oh, this is getting...
I'm trapped.
...long. Exactly. So it's probably some sort of inverted U-curve where you're like, okay, there's an optimal time point at like 5 to 10 seconds and at some point.
Really
when it comes to how intense, yeah, this is probably felt very differently for many people. So some people like it very tightly. Some people are like, oh, please let me go. So we don't know yet, unfortunately.
Wonderful stuff, Julian. How lovely to chat with you. Julian Packhuizen from the...
How do you spell it? R-U-H-R.
R-U-H-R, which is... Well, this is in the Netherlands. But the Ruhr, the Ruhr Valley was. Am I right in saying the Ruhr Valley was the intended target of Damien?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find the music?
Well, I think it was Blitzkrieg territory originally. Oh, I know where you're going. Yes, it is.
Weren't they? Didn't the dam busters?
They were.
Aim to bust the dams in order to flood the Ruhr Valley.
Indeed, and they were somewhat successful.
Yes, yes, it was a triumph.
But a great movie.
You know what happens, like 1 second hug is too short.
Yeah.
5 to 10 seconds is about right. If you hug for 30 seconds, someone yells, ball! The love hormone he mentioned, which would boost, he said. John Anderson.
This bit here, this is the important bit.
Yeah. The theme from the Dam Busters.